but the thinness of the clay layer clearly suggested that in Umbria, if nowhere else, something rather more abrupt had happened. Unfortunately, in the 1970s, no tests existed for determining how long such a deposit might have taken to accumulate. In the normal course of things, Alvarez almost certainly would have had to leave the problem at that. But luckily, he had an impeccable connection to someone outside his discipline who could help, his father, Luis. Luis Alvarez was an eminent nuclear physicist. He had won the Nobel Prize for Physics the previous decade. He had always been mildly scornful of his son's attachment to rocks, but this problem intrigued him. It occurred to him that the answer might lie in dust from space. Every year, the Earth accumulates some 30,000 metric tons of cosmic ferrules, space dust in plainer language, which would be quite a lot if you swept it into one pile, but it is infinitesimal when spread across the globe. Scattered through this thin dusting are exotic elements not normally much found on Earth. Among these is the element iridium, which is 1,000 times more abundant in space than in the Earth's crust, because it is thought most of the iridium on Earth sank to the core when the planet was young. Alvarez knew that a colleague of his at the Lawrence Berkeley Laboratory in California, Frank Azzaro, had developed a technique for measuring very precisely the chemical composition of clays using a process called neutron activation analysis.